made no bones about the fact that they're going to be two separate things, never once mentioned the merging of the two. So yeah, there is no reason to believe at this point, at least, that that is going to happen. Hello again, nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Nerd News. In today's episode, we have a super exciting update about the Alien series over on Disney+. We're talking about the Aqua Teen movie trailer that just dropped, a new Joker rumor that makes a whole lot of sense, and a bunch more. But first, we have some housekeeping stuff to hit. So in housekeeping, just an update on the schedule over the next little while. We are not going to be doing a live episode this weekend. I have a couple of projects that I need to finish that are going to be paying me money, so that kind of takes priority. So a couple editing projects that need to get done, so that's what I'm going to be doing with my Friday night instead of the live news. So maybe I'll get approval from the client to promote them here or somewhere on the channel. If not, my apologies, but it is what it is. And then next week, we will not be doing either the regular episode or the live episode because I will be out of town once again for a few days. This one's more of a different family reunion, I guess. So there is that. And then later in September, there's going to be a couple of weekends where we don't do live shows because I'm going to see Clerks on tour, and then I have some concert things that I'm trying to schedule and trying to maybe turn into content if I can get away with it. So hopefully I'll have more updates on that as they come closer. And I think so far that is what we have for housekeeping. As always, check all of the social medias. I'm on pretty much all of them. But the ones that I am the most active on are Instagram and Twitter, and then obviously YouTube. We've got the two YouTube channels. If you haven't subscribed to the Clips channel and you're only subscribed to the main channel, or if you're on one of the syndicated outlets and you're not subscribed to either, Generally Nerdy on YouTube is the main channel. Nerd News Clips is the short form channel, so you can digest it in smaller chunks throughout the course of the week. All of that being said, thank you very much, nerds, for joining me once again for your Nerd News once a week, the best place to get all of the nerdy stuff that's going on in pop culture. Real quick and generally speaking, let's get to the news now, shall we? TV streaming, notoriously the biggest section of the show, and this episode, not necessarily the case, about the same size as movies, but we'll probably spend a lot more time here because we have an amazing Alien update. But we got to start in follow-ups and corrections. First up, follow-up is Penguin. We have a follow-up here. Colin Farrell starring series has been confirmed that it is actually going to be hitting HBO Max in light of all of the crazy that's been going on with HBO Max recently. Not the least of which being, you know, all of the layoffs and the cancellation of Batgirl and X, Y, and Z. All of the things that you've been hearing are legitimately happening. Zaslav going a little crazy. Though, the one thing that I do want to put to rest right now is we covered this in the live episode, and I don't think I outlined it explicitly, but it does seem that the rumors that HBO Max and Discovery Plus will be merging are baseless, because Zaslav said in the quarter two sales call, or the investors call, that those are going to be two separate entities. They're going to get their own time to shine, effectively. I'm very much paraphrasing, but he made no bones about the fact that they're going to be two separate things, never once mentioned the merging of the two. So yeah, there is no reason to believe at this point, at least, that that is going to happen, though there is a significant amount of cuts happening over at HBO Max. So kind of just be grateful for everything we get from Warner Brothers that hits HBO Max, because they're going to be down, at least in a couple of months, approximately 70% of their workforce. It's pretty significant, but probably needed, not gonna lie. So yeah, that is what we have for follow-ups. Again, very specifically, I'm gonna go back to the actual point we're supposed to be talking about. Penguin is actually coming to the HBO Max platform, and which also means that the Batman, the Matt Reeves Batman series is still continuing, though it seems that the Gotham PD series that ties directly into that is lost somewhere in the shuffle. If I can find some information on it, we will talk about that in a future episode. That is all we have for follow-ups. Let's get into trailers. We just got Rick and Morty trailer about season 4. Season 4 will be launching September 4th. I mean, if you haven't started watching Rick and Morty already, you're between seasons, so now is a fair time to start. You don't have a whole lot of time, though. A little under a month at this point, and you have to watch a lot of Rick and Morty to catch up. But it's possible, and it's worth a shot, because Rick and Morty's a lot of fun, I'm not gonna lie. All right, so that is all of the preamble for the section. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of TV streaming, and we're jumping out the gate, arms swinging. We've got Alien on Disney Plus. Presumably, the Disney-owned Alien franchise at this point is going to be series. This is not the news. This is just the catch-up bit, because I don't know how I missed this, but Noah Hawley, that's right, Noah freaking Hawley is going to be the showrunner. As I'm saying this out loud, I'm remembering we probably did talk about this on the show, because as I was reading it, it didn't sound familiar. But again, hearing myself say it, I believe we actually did cover this when it was announced. But still, Noah freaking Hawley is the showrunner for the Alien series. And apparently all of the scripts have been finished and turned in. That's not to say that they're going to go into pre-production just yet, though it's possible. More likely, though, they're going to get some notes from the studio and have to do some rewrites and so on and so forth, and then going to pre-production. But that does mean we are a little bit closer to seeing this Alien franchise, and I'm so excited because I love Noah Hawley. Those that don't know, Noah Hawley did the Legion, amongst other amazing things, but very specifically, the reason why I'm so excited about this is because he did Legion on FX, and that was phenomenal, and I'm super excited about this. Anyway, I'm gonna keep gushing if we don't just move on. Starting our next piece is not super nerdy, just super noteworthy. After 57 years, that's right, almost almost six decades, because I can count, almost 6 decades on the air, on broadcast television, days of our lives, the soap opera that my older sister watched when we were kids religiously, is moving off of broadcast television. It's not been canceled, it's just moving over to Paramount Plus. Which is significant because I think this is one of, if not the last, of the long-running soap operas. I remember a few years back, I think before we started doing the show, that General Hospital, I think, was the longest-running soap opera, so long-running that it was longer than television, because it started in radio. That got canceled after, you know, huge dips in viewership. Well, it seems that Days of Our Lives is getting saved over to Paramount Plus, once again. Streaming, I'm sorry, yeah, Peacock. Wow, not Paramount, Peacock. I'm sorry, NBC goes to Peacock because I can read my notes. My apologies. Scratch out all of those Paramount Pluses and insert Peacock and we're good. So that's what we've got for the regular stuff in TV streaming. Like I said, a little short, but let's get into suggestions for TV streaming. Our suggestion is, this is why I kept saying Paramount Plus, is because Beavis and Butthead is streaming on Paramount Plus. The new season, actually, if you want to, if you don't have Paramount Plus, and before you, you know, go and try and find it through other nefarious ways, or, you know, do it legit and get your Paramount Plus subscription, the first episode of the new Beavis and Butthead series is on YouTube for free. You can go watch it. It's totally worth a watch. It's absolutely ridiculous and freaking hilarious. I am a fan. I've been a fan of Beavis and Butthead since forever ago. Used to have the Super Nintendo game when I was a kid. It was the thing. And it looks like Mike Judge still has a bit of that magic left. It's not quite as perfect as the original series, but man, it's good. So go check it out. Beavis and Butthead, Paramount Plus. That's your suggestion. Movies is a proper section. We got a little bit of everything in here, so let's get to it. First, we're starting in follow-ups and corrections. Follow-ups are that Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey movie, the horror movie, because Winnie the Pooh is now public domain. Remember, we talked about this when it happened. So there's a really interesting video over on YouTube talking about the scoring of the movie. It's not really news, but I had nowhere else to put it, and it was really worth a mention. This is incredibly interesting. I'm very intrigued by how this soundtrack or score or whatever the hell is going to turn out after watching this video, because you get a honey violin. There is legitimately a violin encased in a honeycomb that they're using as one of maybe even the prime instrument for this soundtrack, which is odd and perfect all at the same time. You can find the link to that video down in the description, because it's just too odd to pass up. So go check that out. Next on the follow-ups list, we have Roadhouse. Pretty sure we talked about this previously. Jake Gyllenhaal for the TLDR. Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be fronting the reboot version of Roadhouse, made famous by Patrick Swayze. Well, the follow-up this week is that Conor McGregor, UFC bad boy extraordinaire, is going to be making his acting debut in this movie opposite Jake Gyllenhaal, which, okay, sure. That gets me a little bit more curious about this movie. I'm not even gonna lie. And then our final follow-up for this episode is the third Sonic movie has a release date. November 20th of 2024, we'll see the release of Sonic 3. Wasn't 100% aware that it had been greenlit, but now you know it's been greenlit and it actually has a release date. Whether or not it sticks to that release date very much remains to be seen, though I would imagine they have all of their digital assets in line. It's just going to be a matter of filming the live action bits. And I mean, it's primarily a kids movie, so that should be pretty quick. That is what we have for follow-ups. Let's get to trailers. Aqua Teen Forever, Plantasm. Just dropped a trailer. That is the movie. Remember, we talked a couple of months ago that Aqua Teen and the Venture Brothers and Metalocalypse and all of these other shows that were on Adult Swim that got canceled unceremoniously are getting movies as a way to kind of wrap up their narrative. I don't know that that's necessarily the case exactly with Aqua Teens, but it's going to be another Aqua Teens movie. It's going to be coming to physical release and digital download this November, and then it will be available on HBO Max and streaming on Adult Swim sometime later in 2024. Wow, I'm kind of psyched about this one as well. Go check out the trailer. It's actually a clip from the movie because, it's just great. Go check it. That's what we've got for trailers. So let's get into, we're in the meat and potatoes portion of the news for movies. And we got to start this section because there's not a whole lot of meat and potatoes. We got to start this section with a real bummer piece. And that is Olivia Newton-John. You know her very much from the Grease movie opposite John Travolta. She also had the singing career. She did the Let's Get Physical song, amongst other things. Very successful lady. 73 years young. And she lost her battle with cancer. And this has been an ongoing thing. It's not exactly out of the blue, but still a sad day in Hollywood. So we are going to take a moment and remember Olivia Newton-John. Okay. Downer piece out of the way. Let's get back into the fun things. Idris Elba is going to be in, he's back in the movie news. He's going to be in another comic book movie, but this time not from the big two. It's a Dark Horse book called Bang. It's going to be produced by Netflix, so released on Netflix, again starring Idris Elba, directed by none other than David Leitch, who directed, was it the for the second, the second Deadpool movie, David Leitch. So pretty big names attached to this. Again, Netflix is really swinging for the fences to make everything kind of resemble what they can of Marvel. Idris Elba's a good direction to go with that, I think. So, yeah, super interested about this one. I've never read the Bang comic, so if you have, let's talk about that. Is it a good comic? Is it something that's worth reading? Is it something that Idris Elba is going to do justice? Let's have that conversation down in the comments or over on the socials, whichever. And then that's the meat and potatoes of this episode, so let's get into suggestions for movies this week. Crimes of the Future. David Cronenberg's most recent movie is a bizarre piece of film. I'm not even going to lie. Cronenberg does weird things, generally speaking. However, his more recent stuff being History of Violence and Eastern Promises, both fantastic movies. Eastern Promises, one of my strange movies that I can't explain why I love it. I just think it's a great movie on so many levels. But this is body horror. At some of it's more bizarre, I'm not even going to lie. It's not as horrific as Color Out of Space was, but still very, very much in the realm of body horror. So be warned, but if you're down for something a little crazy and weird, definitely check out Crimes of the Future from David Cronenberg, starring Viggo Mortensen, amongst other people. It's going to warp your mind. No two ways. And now, the rumor mill. Quickie this time, because last week was huge for some reason. So there are some things that are kind of in the works that we'll get into in future episodes that I didn't feel I couldn't research properly in order to get them into this episode. So I'm hoping to be able to pull a little bit more ability to confirm or deny things around some other. Yeah, I'm rambling. Let's just get into these ones, shall we? First up, we don't have any confirmations, refutations. We don't have any new sources to support old rumors. We only have new rumors. And the first of the new rumors is a rumor around something we've talked about rumors before, and that is the new Joker movie. For a long time, the Joker movie in and of itself was a rumor, but Joker 2, Folie à Deux, is reportedly going to take place largely in Arkham Asylum. What exactly that means, I'm not entirely sure, but it does go in line with the possibility of previous rumors we've talked about, how this is very potentially going to be a musical to some degree. It's going to have at least musical number or two. So technically, if that's the kind of the lens through which we're looking at this, this is rumor based on rumor, which means we can only go so high, and we're going to go just that high because this is just crazy enough to be true. 50% is as high as we can go with rumors based on rumors, but that is where we're at. 50% likely that this is a thing. Our next rumor is Super Mario 8 Deluxe. That's right, gaming rumors, nerds. Gaming rumors. So this one actually is more of a leak, less of a rumor, and it's a credible leak because multiple people have confirmed it, though nothing official from Nintendo just yet. But DLC tracks are being found by, I'm not going to list them all because there's way too many at this point, and it'd be another 15 minutes in the episode. So, but yeah, there are a slew of DLC tracks that have been leaked, and the way in which they were leaked is pretty interesting, because with the most recent update for the game, I think it's 2.1.2 or something along those lines, they accidentally left in some audio files, and it's all right, so let's break this down real quick, because in order to understand how it was leaked and why so many people were able to find this so easily, you have to understand how they updated this game, or how the game kind of structure works. So the way that Mario Kart works on the Switch is when you're doing previews, like if you have a track highlighted, it plays a very short clip of the music from that track. And it would be really demanding on the RAM of your console if it had to load the entire track for, or the entire audio track for that go-kart track. So many tracks. So what they do is they have two separate audio tracks. They have the full track that plays when you're actually racing in the kart track. And then they have a short 1 second clip of that audio track that plays when you're previewing the track, when you just have it highlighted. So when they updated to this new update, the 2.1.2, I believe, very well could be wrong, but I think that's where it's at. They deleted the full tracks, but they left a whole lot of those 1 second previews in the game files. And so anyone who knows how to look at those game files on a Switch has seen this and confirmed that it's there. And so many people have seen this, and so many people are familiar with this content that they are able to determine exactly what track that music is from based off of previous games in the series. So they have put together, there's a whole chart of which DLC tracks are coming to Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, because they all you need with Mario Kart stuff, because it's so well known, is just that first second, apparently, and you can put together whole charts. Now it's not completely every track, it's not 100% inclusive, but it's pretty close. If I had to go off of memory of what the grid that I saw looks like, it's approximately 70% of the potential DLC is the preview tracks are still in the audio, or is still in the files for this game. Now, it is a leak. It is something that is very, very potentially going to be changed in the future. It has to be changed to some extent because there are missing things in the DLC list. So we know it is going to change. How it changes very much could change which of these tracks actually gets released. So that's why we're putting it here in the rumors section, and that's also why we are giving it an 80% and not something higher and more definitive, because Nintendo could say, oh no, we screwed up, we're gonna pull out half of those that were stayed in there and then give you something else in the future. That's all very much within the realm of possibility. Not super likely, but possible. So 80% likelihood that these preview tracks are legit. Next, let's throw a little Star Wars action at you, shall we? That used to hold a different weight to it when you said, all right, let's talk about Star Wars. And now it's like, let's talk about Star Wars, I guess. So Star Wars Acolyte, the series that is coming to Disney Plus, there's been a little bit of rumor around it, and we kind of have two rumors here. Some of it has to do with code names. I don't remember all the code names because I didn't write them down, because they're fairly irrelevant because they're code names, which means they're going to be changing. But there are a couple of rumors around Acolyte, first of which we're going to talk story, potential story content, so maybe leaks or maybe spoilers, I guess is the word I was looking for. So if you are not want to hear the spoilers, then thanks for listening. You can fast forward a little bit, and yeah. But either way, that you've been warned. So the first rumor, again, story-wise, apparently this is going to be based on two sisters. The first, I believe the rumor said first two episodes are going to be based on establishing who these two sisters are as kids. They're very close, and they're the village that they live in is being terrorized by this alien race, and the Jedi come in and offer to protect them from the alien race, and then they offer to train the younger of the sisters in the ways of the Jedi, because the older of the sisters is too old to train. And then we fast forward after the first couple episodes to when these two sisters are older, and we have the younger sister as a young Jedi. They're both force sensitive, I guess we should say that. They're both force sensitive, and so the younger sister as a Jedi, the older sister training to become and or is already a Sith. That's where the Acolyte part comes from, is because that's going to be the older sister. She's going to be the Sith Acolyte, apparently, according to the rumor. And then, you know, battles ensue and crazy and bad things happen. So that's the first rumor. The second rumor is that the big bad, the main villain for this series, is going to be none other than Darth Plagueis. So that means that you have to believe this is a prequel to the prequel series. And I believe they may have said that, but I can't remember explicitly, so that kind of lends itself a certain way. So let's talk about the likelihoods of these. First and foremost, Plagueis. Because I can't remember explicitly, I'm giving it a little bit lower than I want to, because I honestly think that's very probable. But we're just gonna say about 60% likely that Darth Plagueis is going to be the main villain for this series, just because, again, I couldn't find confirmation that it had been made known that this is going to be a prequel. So if this is a sequel to literally anything that already exists in the main Skywalker timeline, then that's out the door immediately. So it's easy to refute this. But the second rumor, I think, is much more viable of a rumor, because female leads, inter-family conflict, sounds actually legitimately compelling, so the community will at least accept it, and also checking the social justice boxes like Disney is wont to do these days. So makes a whole lot of sense that this would be the direction that they're going. I'm going to give that, the sisters storyline, I'm going to say that's about 70% likely, potentially even higher than that. I'm just being super conservative right now. 70% likely that the sisters are going to be the main protagonists, I guess, even though, again, conflict between the protagonists is an interesting thing. So yeah, that's where we sit with Star Wars Acolyte. And that, Nerdy Legion compatriots, is the show. Go check out older episodes if you missed out on some things. Go check out my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, if you want to get deeper into the nerd news. That's, and Nerd News Clips also is the other YouTube channel, so that you can get the short form content and whatnot, if that is what you prefer. If you want to go deeper into comics and comic culture, then check out nerdylegion.com for all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. I see my analytics. I see that roughly half of you listeners are not subscribed. So do that, and that'll get you, you know, it's the first step to a lot of great nerdy content over, again, nerdylegion.com. Go check out all of that. We will see you next time, nerds.